We are only a matter of days away from the running of the Oak Bank of the West Coast. It is the Lock Cup, and to discuss it, we're joined by Craig McGlashan. Craig, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Weather conditions at the moment looking very good for Sunday's Lock Cup, I understand.
Yes, the seven-day forecast is looking at around about 27 degrees or high 20s, 20 to 30% of cloud during the afternoon, and a south to southeasterly just to keep the flies and the dust away.
That sounds absolutely perfect for a great day of racing, and if you are planning on having a big day out, you can catch the bus out there.
Yes, you can catch the bus from Lock, and it will be returning, and that will be going into the evening because we're going to be offering a sausage sizzle after the races. The bar license is extended out to 8:30, and if anyone wants to be picked up at a particular time, get on to Jackie and book to get out there. But yeah, it's going to be on a shuttle service.
That is absolutely fantastic news, because I did hear that the Lock Hotel is going to be closing early. Is that behind the extension?
Yeah, definitely. Daz does a hell of a good job, but he just felt that he wouldn't be able to get the staff back home enough time to get up and running, so we've elected to do the similar out there at the course. But it'll be a sausage sizzle, and the bar will stay open, and of course the bus will be running later.
That is very good news. Speaking with Craig McGlashan this morning about the running of the Lock Cup this Sunday. And very good news to see that the Lock Cup and the Lock Racing Club working together with the Lock Hotel to be able to extend that alcohol and bar license out to the race course. But there's plenty of other things, such as Fashions on the Field.
Yeah, they're still on, and they'll be popular. We're also having live music from 5 till 8. So you'll be able to kick your heels up if you come dressed for the occasion and really give it a good workout.
So this is a real all-day extravaganza. You've got your horse racing in the afternoon, you've got great food throughout the day and things to keep the kids entertained too?
Yeah, my word. We got the bouncy castle, and also we're going to have a hobby horse set up there. The Cummins Men's Shed are loaning and bringing up their hobby horses for the kids to hop around and see how they do as well.
That sounds like the perfect day out for the entire family. What time can we expect gates to open?
The gates will be open at 11 o'clock, $15 to get in. And as the way the COVID rules have to be, you won't have to check your COVID on the way in, but there'll be random checks during the afternoon within the COVID rules of all the races that go on.
So just be aware of those random COVID checks to take place as you do enter the gate and then throughout the afternoon, just to make sure that everyone is abiding by the rules and regulations. And the Lock Cup, the Oak Bank of the West Coast, racing this Sunday at the Lock Racing Club. Craig McGlashan, thank you so much for joining us, and you have a great day on Sunday.
Thank you. Thanks, Keith. Catch you around.